roving correspondent, I guess. It's Eric Bassler, state senator from Washington. Good morning to you, Senator Bassler.
Hi, good morning. I never envisioned myself being a correspondent, let alone a roving correspondent.
You are in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Big night last night for the Hoosier State.
Yeah, it really was. There's still, I guess, a couple of just observations. As the convention progresses, it seems like there's more energy and there's more attendees. And I assume that'll be the same case tonight with probably the stands more full tonight than they were last night. Security continues to be very tight, which again doesn't, you know, it's not a surprise when you consider some of the things that are going on in the world today, whether it has to do with, you know, overseas terrorists or acts that are taking place here in this country. So, security is still very tight. I had a chance to actually have some dinner with some, executives from a telecommunication company, and they're responsible for, setting up all the telecommunications infrastructure. And one of the executives, she was talking about the wiring that they did for three sniper pits, believe it or not. So it's kind of a crazy world we live in today, you know? But yeah, as far as the convention last night, as I think probably your listeners are probably most interested in is Governor Pence gave his acceptance speech last night for the VP nomination, and I think I can be, you know, reasonably unbiased, but he did an awfully darn good job. I think I wouldn't be surprised if they polled it. I think that he came across very good and strong. I've had a chance to have a fair amount of interactions with him over the last year and a half, 2 years, and he did an awfully good job. And one thing I think he did a good job of, which makes him seem, you know, awfully human, was he had a good use of humor. Used some kind of self-deprecating statements that I think came across well, and you know, made him seem like a human being instead of some faraway politician, you know.
And as a state legislator and lawmaker, if the Republicans win the White House, what does it really mean for Indiana to have Mike Pence, you know, in the VP position?
Well, I mean, it would mean a lot. I mean, if you think about, government is big, and the federal government is extremely big. But if you think about how Indiana would have awfully direct and relatively easy access to a vice president, and then therefore to the White House, that would be obviously good news for the state of Indiana and for the people of Indiana to have Mike Pence as the vice president. You know, I think that it would bode well for the state if the Republicans were to win in the fall.
Okay. Any other observations from last night? Any comment on Mr. Cruz's speech?
Yeah, there were a lot of good speeches. You know, the governor from Wisconsin, Scott Walker, did a great job. Marco Rubio, you know, the senator from Florida, who was a, you know, competitor with Donald Trump in the primary. They gave great speeches. One other person that I thought just did an awfully darn good job was Donald's son, Eric Trump. And I think that the Trump children continue to impress people in general. As we all know, they grew up in a very, very rich lifestyle. Probably never really wanted for anything, but they seem to be, you know, good people, down to earth people. And so his son Eric Trump did an awfully good job last night during his talk. And then as far as Ted Cruz goes, that was interesting. You know, I just was chatting with Duane just briefly before I got on here with you, Dave, and I guess I wasn't shocked by anything that Ted Cruz said during his talk, and I think that when you look on TV today or the radio, he's getting somewhat blasted for not coming out and literally endorsing Donald Trump, but that's, you know, that's Ted Cruz, and I think that people have a tendency to have short political memories, and although some people think that this is the end of Ted Cruz's political career, you know, 4 years down the road, 8 years down the road, that's a long time. And so I don't know if it's going to necessarily be his demise, but people were really wanting him to come out and endorse, and he just didn't do that. So that was a little bit of, I guess, controversy last night. And then one, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but one other real kind of brief comment is kind of the the campaign within the convention, if you will, that is probably of at least somewhat interest to Indiana voters, and that's the candidates that are going to, or that are vying to replace Governor Pence on the Republican ticket for the fall election. Three out of the four of them are here, and as you can imagine, they're talking to not only the 22 delegates or the 22 committee members that will decide the person that's going to fill the governor's name on the ticket in the fall, but they're talking to everybody, just trying to get as much influence as they can. That's coming up on Tuesday, so that'll have a big impact on Indiana. And there are four candidates running for that, and three out of four are here doing some politicking, if you will.
Okay. One more quick question. I know you spent a little bit of time with Senator Dan Coats. Anything you want to share from that visit?
No, he's just a great person, just a very gracious senator. I think he's done a fine job of representing Indiana over the years, and I think we're going to miss him. He's always very kind and cordial. I'm always impressed that he remembers my name and who I am and everything, so it was good to spend a little bit of time with him. Had dinner with him on Monday night, but then just last night was down on the floor with him a little bit, I think Indiana's going to miss out on a good senator when he retires, so... But it's always good to spend time with him.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric. State Senator Eric Bassler from Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Again, thanks for calling in. Look forward to hearing your thoughts on Mr. Trump's speech coming up.
Yep, you're quite welcome. We'll talk to you soon. All right.